All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Robert, Sarahs, and Blake, and Ruthless Mike Miranda are here with us. I think Robert's got one all ready to go. We're going to let him do it.
Work. Let's get to work.
Oh, who's working?
I hope this works. She's overworked. Huh. Good work if you can get it. I'll work it. Hey, these guys can work. Worky. Workers. Unite. We'll work for food. Working tomorrow. In the weekend, going to work, he's at work, still working, they'll work, they'll work, they'll work, they'll work in a week. Driving to work, driving home from work, you got to work, work, works. You call that work? Beats working. Marriage is work. Work is commitment. World weary working wife wants willing worship weekly. And that's hard work. Hardly working. Gasworks Park. No longer working. You're working too slow. You have got to learn how to work. Learning to work. Learning to work. I don't want to go. 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 I do not want to go. I don't 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 want to go. Grateful for the work. Working vacation. Vacation workers, seasonal work. Hey, you work out? Did the job work out? Is the work working out? Been a little work, man, but not enough work for too much work. And I got all the work I need. I need to work. The world needs love. Love is all you need. Let's get working. Working on a building. Working overseas. Seriously overworked. Seriously. 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 Hard work. Hard worker. Hardwood. Pecker. Working. How much wood could a woodpecker work if a woodpecker could peck work? Can you work tomorrow? Can you work for me? Meet me after work. I am working until 3. God is working for you. Overtime, baby. I'm gonna take the work. Would you like to learn to work? Workers work without within Wisconsin. We's the rulers at work. It's his line of work. What's your line? Not working. Not working. Not working. You're not working. You're not working. You're not. It's not working.
Robert, Sarahs, and Blake, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, that's the stuff we know him for. Right there. Folk noir. Beat folk. I don't know what you want to call it. Somewhere in there.
Recitative.
There you go.
Recitative.
Very cool.
Yep.
Very, very nice. And that was called Work. And I'm not working today. These guys are. They have a show tonight.
That's right. We're going to a great place called the Dreamaway Lodge in Western Mass. And if you're ever in the area, you got to stop by the Dreamaway Lodge. Go up there. They have great food. And it's very out of the way kind of place. You have to go into the woods. I'm telling you right here on Out of the Woods, you got to go into the woods to go into the Dreamaway Lodge.
Way out in Western Massachusetts, I guess.
Berkshires. That's Berkshires. Right. It's on top of October Mountain.
That's right.
Right up against a big state forest, and it's been there a very long time, maybe since I guess I don't know when it was started as a public establishment, but it was started by an Italian woman named Mama.
How'd she get that name?
Yeah, Mama and her daughters would cook and entertain. They had Wednesday music night. Daniel Osman, the current proprietor, has kept that tradition alive, and then he does hired music on the weekends. And it's just about as Mama left it, the Dreamaway Lodge. And it was put on the map in a national sense in 1975 when Arlo Guthrie brought Bob Dylan and the Rolling Thunder Caravan to the Dreamaway. Arlo lives right down the road in Washington, Mass. So the Rolling Thunder Review, which is torn through the Northeast, included Allen Ginsberg, Sam Shepard, Ramblin' Jack, Joan Baez, scores more that I'm leaving out. They stayed at the Dreamaway and even shot some of their film, Rinaldo and Clara. Sort of Dylan's misadventure in film production. It was part live concert film. And, man, that is my favorite Bob bootleg album, I think. The Rolling Thunder live stuff is pretty singular. And they also tried to film a dramatic feature on the road. Sam Shepard was there to write the dialogue for this. And our friend Jack Barron, who's going to meet us at the Dreamaway tonight, his first time back since. He was on the road on that caravan as a cameraman. We're going to bring Jack back to
the... So we're going to get a few stories tonight. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that should be fun. As Robert once said, him and I are a couple of guys who probably listened to just a little bit too much Bob Dylan growing up. We're in hook, line, and sinker, and going back to the Dreamaway is just a little bit, another piece of the puzzle there. In fact, I wrote a song that came out of Sam Shepard's notes for that tour. Allen Ginsberg poem he published in his Rolling Thunder logbook called Lay Down Your Mountain. I was up late at the Dreamaway one night. I pulled the Rolling Thunder logbook from behind the bar and noticed that that poem was dated November 1st, 1975. A little fuzzy math, I arrived at the fact that I was born about 9 months after that poem was written. That could have been conceived the night that this poem was written. I set it to music, and I've been singing it, you know, ever since. I got the permission of the Ginsberg Estate to record it, and it's on the second Mammal studio album, Rock That Babe.
Jeez, we got to hear that now. Don't hold back on us.
Jeepers creepers. I usually perform it on a ukulele, but I bet I could improvise something. Should I give it a go?
Yeah. Well, I usually perform nude in the studio as I am today. And it always just feels good on the radio.
Well, that's
right.
Mike and I are just sitting around with our big wooden instruments, just playing some songs.
You don't want to miss the videos that we shot. If you're listening to just the audio, make sure you watch the videos.
I'm going to be done this in this key. Lay down your mountain, lay down God. Lay down your music, love, lay down your nation, lay yourself down.
Does seem to work with the guitar.
Just sort of falls right out in the song. I don't know much about where the words came from, other than it wound up in that book. But to me, I think it's about Bob Dylan, written by Allen Ginsberg. Lay down all of it. Hey alchemist, lay it down clear. Lay down your practice precisely. Lay down your wisdom, dear. Lay down your camera, lay down your image, right? Yay, lay down your image. Lay down light.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my interpretation.
The title of it is...
Lay Down Your Mountain.
Lay Down Your Mountain.
Your being just YR.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, yeah, if you're going to tangle with the beat poets, you better.
It's like R-O-B-T.
That's it. These dudes are particular about their letters. Every letter counts, or very lack good. Thereof.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for asking for that one. That was not expected, and yeah.
We like the unexpected.
Yes, I could tell.
Definitely.
I could tell.
You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central and rainy New Hampshire. Robert Sarris and Blake and Mike Miranda are here with us. And I think Robert's looking at the songs that he might play.
I'm going to do a song called Another New Year.
All right.
It's New Year. Feeling pretty good.
pretty much like I thought it would. A little heavy, loaded down, little memory hanging around. Remember in New Year's Eve before, parties and girls, the dancing floor. Back when I figured by now things would be different, things would be worth it. But it's a new year, different this time. Last year I was okay, year before I was fine. Dreams, out of state plates, ready to roll to the Golden Gates. Now I'm out the tunnel, on the other side. Before I was weary, my eyes were wide. I came home, maybe too quick, didn't grab what I needed. Still something to miss. I figured by now something will collide, something I didn't plan, something wild and wide, something that made sense in the bigger picture, in the present tense, in the modern era. Give me direction, something to eat, flowers on the table, a good night's sleep. 'Cause I've been working hard, spinning wheels. Man gets to wondering, hey, what's the deal? Where's it hide? Where's the fox? I lost companions, I want them back. I know it gets lonely before it gets good. Polish the stone, polish the wood. Oh, this time. Childhood, teenage, adult, put on the masks, accept the fault. The rubber broke, the cat was neutered, the engine died. Let me check. Get it in order, try and get it clear. Get your head on strong for the next new year. It's coming fast, it's coming quick. Better turn your head away, think I'm gonna be sick. 'Cause the old new year, it's coming down like old Santa Claus. Coming to town, and I move much slower than the earth spins around. Wanna slow down, wanna hang around, don't get hungry, don't make hay. Today's gone, the year's over, track's been worn. Get your house in order. Sweep the chimney, sweep the steps, sweep your sweetheart, get the dog to the vet, get dinner cooking, get a divorce, get remarried, stay the course, buy a lampshade, bye bye bye, buy Bermuda shorts, hey, give them a try, buy Centennial, buy Val Food, BC Collector, a bicycle for two, just get in the car, keep driving to the store, to the drive-in, to the office, to the bank, to the job site. Honey, fill up the tank for another new year, for another new year, for another new year, for another new year, for another new year. On the one before I haven't set the sun.
Robert, Sarah, and Blake. Yeah. Did I hear you say bivalve food?
I did.
Some deep listening right there.
Heavy clams, folks.
Yeah. I'm from the West Coast.
Oh, my goodness. Love it. That's one thing about Robert's songs. You pick up something different every time you listen to it.
Well, it's all in there. Every time. Robert doesn't pick a topic. He picks all of them. And that's a fly. Yeah.
Probably getting... We should do something sweet together, though. I gave Mike this to signal that there's a lot of chords in that one there.
Yeah, that was a good signal.
Might be a little ambitious to pull that one off.
That's a good signal.
Do we have enough time to do something together?
Yeah, as much time as you need.
All right.
We're loosey-goosey.
All right.
Well. So, thinking caps.
You got something in mind?
Nope.
No?
But it'll come quick enough. What key's the banjo in?
Well, now it's...
B minor, right? That's an unusual situation.
Well, it's D.
It's D. Oh, you know what we can do? What are you thinking?
Well...
I guess we're editing this part out of the radio show later.
I'm on this jag of doing new songs, so
yeah, great.
It's just, this is almost easy enough to follow. Which one? Let me try this in F, I think.
Modern man stuck in the earth's rotation. One bird in her hand, the other in the sun's radiation. And I don't know which way to go or which road takes me home. He was an outlaw until he met you. And that night when you took off your bra, told the other boys to shoot. And I don't know which way to go or which road takes me home. Thank you. watch the trees grow, and I love when they change color. I've done this all my life with my mother and my daughter, and I don't know which way to go, which road takes me home. You know time is a wrecking ball, nothing lasts forever. Time will take us one and all, we'll be lost forever together. Yes, and I don't know which way to go. Funny thing to be a poet and make starvation wages. I can't pretend I didn't know it. It's been this way for ages, and I don't know which way to go, which road takes me home. Yeah, I don't know which way to go.
Mike Miranda singing that one for you here on Out of the Woods. And what do you call that?
Which Road Takes Me Home, of course.
Going for the easy title. Yeah, very good.
Man, Out of the Woods is getting all these debut performances. Very cool, man.
They get all bottled up.
To be here on the opening day of some of these tunes. Thanks, cool.
Robert really, it's special for me when Robert comes to town because he's a good friend, brother in arms, and... you know, most of my touring life is in a band context, and that's a whole other set list and catalog, and these creak out when Robert comes to town. Feels good for me.
Now, you guys have known each other for quite some time, because I remember the first time Robert came to see me. He was driving your car.
That's partly why I'm here. Yeah. I'm just the chauffeur. I just also happen to write songs.
I think he had your car, and perhaps you had his, or some sort of strange switcheroo.
Ruthie and I did a tour of the Canadian Rockies a few years back, and we borrowed Robert's Grand Marquis.
Mercury.
Yeah.
The Mercury Grand Marquis.
Yep. So, you know, you build your tours around your friends, is what Utah Phillips used to say. It's the only way to really do it.
Excellent. Robert Sarris and Blake and Mike Miranda are here on Out of the Woods, and we do have more time if you guys want to keep plugging along.
Yeah, let's do a Goodbye to the Yukon, which will be nice on the banjo.
Okay.
I think C is good for the morning. Mike did the Home Roots tour of Canadian Rockies. I did the Home Roots tour of the Yukon. And on the flight home, with the help of John Hartford, I wrote this song. John, of course, knows nothing about it. But anyone who's a fan of your show will catch the reference. But the thing is, when you borrow a melody, you should make it better. And I just dumbed down his melody.
Been there.
Yeah. Hey, this song's not really officially released till next fall. It's on the, so I'm staying in the zone with. New songs there. What I do is I travel around and play concerts to small groups of people in small rooms, and I was up in the Yukon doing that, and I picked up on all the local folklore I could, so a bunch of that is in here. But one thing that's kind of fun to know is in the Yukon, everybody in the Yukon territory plays a collective game of bingo every Friday night in the winter. Doesn't go on in the summer. The summer they're too busy, but in the winter there's a collective game of bingo. People tune into the radios all across the Yukon and play bingo together. And one person wins. And our first night of the tour, the person who won came to our gig in Teslin, which has a population of about 273 people. That was a good blessing for the tour because the host made the winner buy all of our CDs. Goodbye to the Yukon, goodbye to the snow, goodbye to the cold, cold ground. I'm off in the morning, south through northern air, wishing I was old crowbound. Eldorado, deals cards all night, Dawson City don't close. Goodbye to the Huskies, the mountains, the whiskeys to warm up your smile. The taverns in Dawson, Hotel Haines Junction, Carcross and Snowcomb Gym. George Johnson, down in Tesla, driving away in his car. The tour's call, show them a real good time. The ghost of Jack London keeps them coming, service keeps them all smiles. There's a hotel on the lake in Atlin, a brothel at the edge of town. Off to Anchorage in the heat of the summer, stopping people up for the drive. It's better in the winter, turn on the radio, 7 o'clock Friday night. I wish I was at the Gold Rush Hotel, I wish I was at the downtown bar. Wish I didn't have to leave every winter. I wish I was there where you are. Floating the Yukon with a tuba, looking up at the stars. It's goodbye to the Yukon, goodbye to the clouds, goodbye. It is idle, my time all but biding, till I'm back around. Waiting for Frieza so we can meet up.
Thank you very much. All right. Yeah, I played that on the show not too long ago, and it was driving me crazy. I'm like, where's that melody from?
Yeah.
I know that melody. And I think it ended up being from Tall Buildings, right?
Oh, no, no. It's from Gentle on My Mind.
Gentle? What?
No, he winked at me.
I was thinking
Tall Buildings,
too.
That was a joke.
He winked at me. There was a wink.
You got me.
You didn't see it on the radio, but yes.
You got me.
And I played him back to back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I had to. I knew it, and you said it right there where you got that from. So,
Tall Buildings is one of the few cover songs that I actually have committed to heart. Robert and I were just talking about that in the car. That's a chink in my armor, is that I just don't know enough of other people's songs. The type of songs that people want to hear when you're in a crowded bar, that is one that I know. It's just that no one else does, except for you two guys.
Well, thanks so much for having us on. Pleasure to be here every couple of years, come and check on you, you know, kiss the babies and see what's on the stove and get on my way. And it's a pleasure to get in out of the, into the woods and then get out of the woods. It's a pleasure to get into out of the woods.
Absolutely, and it's always a pleasure to have you here as well. And safe travels and all that. You guys have a long drive.
We do. I just looked at the time, and as fun as it is to sit here and sing songs in your living room, we have another destination.
That's right, and it's we're recording this on a Friday, too, so got to get moving before the people who work get out of work.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. We'll see you next
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Thanks again to Robert Sarah and Blake and Mike Miranda. We'll be right back with CD music right after this.
I was in the midst of a culture war. And I am in the midst of a culture war. My body's my ballot, I cast it every day. I'm just trying to keep some of my demons at bay. 'Cause I am in the midst of a culture war.
Something done, you gotta do it yourself. You may find there's some folks out there